The following comes to UMN Radio from the Voice of America.
This is Business Scene. I'm Skylar Ogden. China has made a slight cut in retail prices for gasoline and diesel. According to the NDRC, one of the country's most powerful economic planning agencies, gasoline was cut by around $54 per ton and diesel by about $52 per ton, which means consumers will pay about 4 cents less per liter at the pump for either. While many feared an immediate spike in prices due to new U.S. sanctions on Iranian oil exports and outages in key oil-producing countries like Libya, Venezuela, Nigeria, Mexico, and Angola, those fears appear to be unfounded. Experts say international oil prices have instead fallen due to the U.S. oil stockpile rise, a slowing global economy, and mounting trade tensions between the U.S. and China that are likely to impact demand. The NDRC has asked major Chinese oil companies, including China National Petroleum, China Petrochemical, and China National Offshore Oil, to implement the new pricing policy. It predicts that the global oil prices will continue to be volatile in the short term. More than 3,000 companies from 130 countries are attending China's International Import Expo. Many African businesses and governments are using the expo to try and boost exports to China and address the trade imbalance. Haitham El Sadani is the managing director of Sadat Agrofruit.
For Egypt, this year, especially this year, will be competitive because our prices and will be less than America because of customs.
Experts say Chinese President Xi Jinping is using the trade fair as part of his effort to rebrand China as a welcoming market and a positive global business force. With the exception of Egypt, Morocco, and South Africa, manufacturing sectors across most African economies tend to be small and face a host of challenges, from poor logistics to high costs of energy. Many countries are trying to step beyond those challenges and get into the Chinese market. Khaled Shaki is the export director at Kellogg Company.
Challenge is to export here, okay, is if our products is matching with the Chinese culture and taste or not.
According to the Chinese Ministry of Commerce, China's exports to Africa reached $94.7 billion in 2017, whereas China's imports from Africa hit $75.3 billion. African countries hope the expo will help address that trade imbalance. For VOA's Business Scene, I'm Skylar Ogden.
That was a program from The Voice of America.